one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Claire, there are only six married at first sight couples left on our lovely TV screens, or in the experiment, of course. 70 if you count Jess and Dan, who have apparently been given sneaky date privileges. But ooh, we are talking to the marvellous Mike, who is coupled up with Heidi at the moment. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, yes, you too.
Likewise.
Now, Mike, you are with Heidi at the moment, but for anyone who may have missed the most recent episode, tell us a little bit about that feud you guys had going on for a second there.
Involving takeaway.
Yeah, you're right. It was a shame, actually. I don't know that you quite got all the detail on that.
Oh,
but
really?
I had whipped out to get some dinner for us, and she had a very specific dinner order, which was chips, deep fried potato chips. Her shot was shut. Mm-hmm. So when I returned, I offered to cook chips for her in our deep fryer, and we had potatoes there, but that really wasn't mentioned. But
that's not fair, because they're the better potato chips if you're cooking them, cutting them and cooking them yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well,
editing, mate, always gets in the way.
Yep. Now,
it's not just that, Mike. There's also, of course, the whole, is it towels, leaving towels on the floor?
Oh, boy. Yeah, the towels. I know. They just seem to be a recurring theme. look, I stepped out of the shower and my towel was in the bedroom or something. And I quickly grabbed hers, used it, and then folded it over on the back of a chair. That's the towel situation in essence.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged, I used her towel. And I don't know. I guess that sparked a riot.
I think a lot of people are very picky about their towels. It's like, it's almost like a toothbrush, though. Like, some people are that, like, pedantic about towels. It's a toothbrush situation.
Is it a hygiene issue, or is she just being a bit of a bee?
Yeah. That's a long bow to draw, I think. I mean, toothbrush is a different story. But I see what you're saying. Look, I'm a bit like that. I don't like when people use my soap in the shower, for example. I live with a guy who uses all my soap, you know, all the time, and I think, oh, far out. But, yeah, I can see the point. But to be fair, it was a mountain of a molehill.
Yeah. And, mate, very petty, I believe. And someone that has also, brought this to light is your dad, Bob. Now, you might remember him from being very skeptical about some of your, life choices back in the day. And he was almost going to ghost the reception. But he's back on deck. And he had some really wise words to share. Some advice, because he's been with your mum for quite a while. So this was it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the relationship's at a very dangerous stage at the moment, to be honest. They've both got their shackles up. They're finding fault. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. There's no such thing as a perfect person. You're expecting too much too soon from each other, basically. Don't expect a solution today. You've both got a long way to go to work through this relationship before you'll find each other, the true relationship between each other. It takes years.
Some very wise words there.
Wise, insightful words from your dad. And he followed this up, Mike, by going and giving Heidi a big hug and a kiss. Now, he seems like he's a big fan. How was your reception to what he had to say and his response to Heidi?
Look, you're right. I mean, the words that he spoke that day, he means well, and he wanted the very best for us. I think he also made the point, you guys are putting a lot of pressure on yourselves. Yeah. I mean, we're desperate to have it work, and we just put each other in a position that was untenable. I mean, we should have been a little more patient, and, maybe a little less inconsiderate. But, I mean, Heidi had her, crosses to bear too. I mean, we both had our flaws.
Oh, yeah. And do you think it's a bit harder being in the spotlight and with the camera shoved in your face the whole time as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And I was quite hesitant all the way through to point out her shortcomings. Heidi didn't really hesitate at all. So, it's all one-way traffic, frankly. But I don't focus on the negative. I just wanted to kind of get a smooth operation. And I thought, that was the way we did it. But look, far out. There was drama all the way. But that's what people want to see, and they enjoy it. And I learned a lot of lessons.
Yeah, fair enough. And of course, you know, actually Heidi works for our station up on the Sunshine Coast, but, you know, no love lost with us with her anyway.
No,
because,
no.
Yeah, she does seem like she's a bit of a handful, to be honest.
High maintenance, do you reckon?
Oh, thanks. Is she, well, you know, well, as good as I do, so I look at, they're your words, not mine.
Mate.
I don't want to make any criticisms, but, yeah, I feel you.
If, and I'm sure it's a, you know, it's a massive if, not really, if you guys don't end up together, I'm sure that your bloodline can continue on Married at First Sight next year with your dad becoming the fourth expert. He can take
that. Can you imagine? I know, everyone online, is just he was trending on Twitter, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So
does he know what Twitter is?
You know what's funny? He didn't. I told him he's trending on Twitter. Goes, what's that mean?
What's Twitter?
Love it.
Oh, awesome.
Gotta love the parents.
Mike, yeah, it's been a pleasure to chat to you, mate. Good luck for the rest
Absolutely.
Of the season and
yeah.
good luck for love in the future.
Good to meet you guys. Thanks for the support. Have a good day.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.